My name is Scott Neufeld, and I'm a third-generation farmer operating in a partnership with my father. We have a diversified operation producing wheat, alfalfa hay for dairy use, canola, and grain sorghum. We also have a cow-calf herd, and we graze stalker cattle on wheat pasture when the conditions allow. My wife and I have been very active in the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and I currently chair the Farm Bill Advisory Committee. If I were to sum up my views on the Farm Bill, my advice would be straightforward and twofold. First, please keep federal crop insurance strong and use the opportunity to make improvements. And second, make the focus of the Farm Bill be about addressing price protection during a multi-year downturn, a risk that crop insurance was never designed to address. If Washington does these two things, this Farm Bill will be a great success. It's a testimony to the success of crop insurance protection and the current Farm Bill that producers are planting again this spring and moving forward with no outcry for ad hoc disaster assistance. The risk management tools that were in place during our recent drought were adequate and cheaper than funding additional disaster programs. Areas where crop insurance can be improved track closely with the recommendations that Chairman Lucas and his colleagues made last fall. These recommendations include improving actual production histories to deal with multiple year losses so those APHs ultimately insurance coverage reflect true production potential. I also appreciate the extension of enterprise units and the ability to divide enterprise units from irrigated versus non-irrigated practices. Separate from the Farm Bill, I appreciate this committee's leadership in closely monitoring what USDA is doing on re-rating crop insurance. In an effort to try to lower rates for some producers, I'm concerned that it may price the rest of the country out of coverage. I also strongly oppose applying payment limits and means testing to crop insurance. The agricultural economy has driven many family-owned operations to become larger to spread risk and investment in capital. Why would we penalize the larger producer by restricting the amount of protection they would be allowed? We need to change our mindset to a per-acre basis, not a per-operator basis. I also oppose entangling crop insurance with existing conservation compliance requirements, and I urge members of Congress to oppose this effort. As to the need for real price protection on the Farm Bill side of the equation, nearly everyone in this room can probably remember back to 2008 when we saw wheat prices climb to upwards of $12 to $13 per bushel, and we all thought we had reached a new plateau. But then, a year later, in the 2009 marketing year, we can all remember seeing those prices drop dramatically to levels we thought we would never see again. I can remember going to the elevator the day that I saw wheat prices with a 3 in front of them and thinking to myself, how am I going to make this work? Many producers were forced to sell at that level as well. While short-lived, it reminded me that the input costs that we deal with every day don't cycle as fast as the prices being bid at the elevator. On this issue, here is my deep concern. All the revenue program ideas floating around out there will not provide the kind of protection farmers need if the depressed prices we just talked about remain in place for several years. If stuck at those levels, Washington would be inundated by calls for costly and unbudgeted emergency relief legislation. Neither taxpayers nor farmers can afford to go down that road again. So I call on Congress to focus the Farm Bill on providing real price protection for farmers in these periods of prolonged low prices. Fortunately, thanks to the chairman and the work of his committee, the 2011 package to the Select Committee would have met this basic test. I would also like to stress the importance of NAP and the Livestock Forage Program to livestock producers like myself. Producers in my area also value the CSP and the EQIP programs. These initiatives, along with the MAP and foreign market development, along with aggressive agricultural research, are all modest in investment dollars, but still unsung heroes in U.S. farm policy. So let me finish where I started. As producers, we have two factors that affect our ability to be successful, yield and price. Please do not harm, but build on crop insurance to provide yield protection. And please don't stray from the main mission of a Farm Bill, that is providing a safety net by offering sound, multi-year price protection. Passage of a 2012 Farm Bill would provide much-needed certainty to the future of agriculture and the businesses that support it.